This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in four states and one union territory, which are witnessing high voltage campaigning. Prominent political leaders are leading election rallies in key constituencies. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said the safety of Indians, especially those from Keralam in the West Asia, is a top priority of his government. He addressed a public meeting in Tiruvalla today as part of the NDA election campaign.
Gulf countries ke netaon se main lagatar sampark mein hu, wahan ki sarkaron se hum lagatar baat kar rahe hain. Main aap sabhi parijanon ko aashwast karta hu, aapke parivarjan भले ही आपसे दूर हो लेकिन वो अकेले नहीं है. भारत सरकार इन देशों में रह रहे हर भारतीय के साथ है.
Prime Minister Modi added that Keralam is ready for historic transformation and that people's immense faith in the NDA is visible across the state. Mr. Modi also criticized the LDF and UDF, alleging that both fronts have long neglected the state, and said that under his government, Keralam has received 5 times more funds compared to the previous period. NDA candidates and senior leaders attended the event at Tiruvalla Public Stadium. Prime Minister Modi is also holding a road show in Thiruvananthapuram as part of the poll campaign. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today said that the UDF is ready to bring real change in Keralam. Addressing election meetings in Alappuzha, Idukki and Ernakulam districts, he criticized both the LDF and the NDA and said the ruling LDF will lose its relevance after the polls. He also addressed UDF election meetings today. CPIM General Secretary M.A. Baby and Politburo member Subhashini Ali campaigned for the LDF in various constituencies. Mr. Baby said the LDF has taken Keralam forward in multiple areas and the CPIM does not practice appeasement politics but stands firmly for the rights of minorities. The Election Commission has approved creation of 4,660 auxiliary polling stations to facilitate voters when number of voters exceeded 1,200 in West Bengal. The Commission has also approved shifting of 321 polling stations for the convenience of the voters. The total number of polling stations, including auxiliary polling station, are now 85,379 in West Bengal. The Election Commission has said that voters can access details about the assembly constituency candidates' education qualifications and criminal antecedents by using ECI Net platform. The voters can also download the entire affidavit submitted by the candidates. ECI Net is the world's largest electoral service platform, bringing all electoral services together in one seamless experience by integrating more than 40 apps and portals of the Election Commission. The Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry has said that the government is making all efforts to ensure availability of petrol, diesel and LPG across the country. It has advised citizens to avoid panic purchase of petrol and diesel and unnecessary booking of LPG. The ministry said it has taken proactive steps to ensure uninterrupted availability of petroleum products and LPG. Meanwhile, all the oil marketing companies have reassured the public across Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh and the Union Territory of Chandigarh and Jammu and Kashmir that the supply of petroleum products and LPG is stable and adequate to meet current demand. Executive Director, Indian Oil Corporation Limited and State Level Coordinator for Oil Industry in Punjab, Ashutosh Gupta, has told Akashvani Jalandhar correspondent that the stock position of petroleum products and the LPG is normal across the states. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Mumbai Indians by 6 wickets at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. Riding on Sameer Rizvi's impressive 90 runs, Delhi Capitals surpassed that target of 163 runs, scoring 164 for 4 wickets in 18.1 overs. Put into bat, Mumbai Indians scored 162 runs for 6 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In another match, Rajasthan Royals won the toss and opted to bat first against Gujarat Titans at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.